You cannot wield it.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's do a fucking intro.
You just pronounced Aragorn Aragon.
Aragon.
Oh, my God.
Aragon. How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce it?
Aragorn.
Aragon.
Shut up.
Yeah.
They call him Aragon because his arrow's gone.
Aragon. This week on
That's right. Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 146. My name's TJ.
I'm Joe.
I'm Chad.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Pew pew.
All right, so does anyone have any interesting stories this week before we jump in?
Oh, fuck. I can tell you a bunch.
Yeah? I'll pick your best
Do
one.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't.
I can tell you a bunch, but the question is, do you want me
What's to? Tell me the best one. Tell me the top one story you got.
I had a really funny joke. You know that thing you've been
comedy show?
Comedy night?
Yeah.
I was like...
You had a good bit.
I thought about it, and I was like, okay, this might be actually kind of funny. Like, I could work this into something funny. I had to pee when I was working,
mm-hmm.
and like, I don't work in a shop, right? So I don't like go to the bathroom in the building. So I got to like go to Tim Hortons and shit. So I know which ones are good around the city.
The eye toilet.
So I go to this one bathroom, and the fucking I gotta describe it to you. The urinal. You walk up to the urinal, and you literally have to like bend into the urinal to let the guy out of the door.
Oh,
that you install.
Yeah.
So like, if he walked out, he'd hit me, unless I fucking stood in the urinal. So I get in there. I start peeing, and there's a guy in the urinal or in the stall already.
Yeah.
And he sits down, and he's just like, and then he just lets loose. Just.
Do you ever let loose?
No, I always hold it in.
Yeah.
The bravery of that. And I was just standing there, and I'm literally like, there's just this tiny door.
How do you not let loose?
So you sit down and unleash fury, no matter how many people are in the room.
Like, I'm not like.
It, but I never. You know what? I've gotten.
You mean
braver.
like throttle it? I guess.
Yes. At
I've
least
gotten braver.
Throttle.
I let
yeah,
loose
okay.
now if I can, but I never shit in public. I can't.
Okay, so this is a all bit. Right. About
anyways, this is yeah.
You hearing about a
it's
shit?
It's not really a bit. It started off as like I could just get high and tell you the story about this shit, which is what I'm doing right now. I'm just telling you a story about it.
Nice.
But yeah, then it gets into this whole this whole thing about. He's shitting right here, and there's just this tiny little 3-inch thing.
That doesn't even go all the way to the floor.
Doesn't go all the way to the floor, and it's like, he let that shit out, and I was like, that's going to stink. There's no way it's not going to stink. And then you literally start to smell it, and it's just somebody else's shit. Like,
yeah.
Public bathrooms are fucking disgusting. They're
what's,
really,
what's
really
even crazier
gross.
Is like the, where the shit is... You know, it's almost below the line. It's below the threshold of the barrier.
It comes right out.
Because you're sitting.
You're sitting in a bowl to begin with, so it launches out the fucking dick hole of the bowl.
The
incompleted seat.
Yeah.
So it's just, boom, shit. Like, shit molecules just get launched out of the...
Yeah, they hit, like, the air pressure that's already in it and, like, swirl around and go under the... Under the blockade.
Well, there's also like other
directly
air,
into your
like
area.
People are drying their hands, and it's like, well, it's just the shit storm, literally.
It's a shit storm. Yeah.
That's gross.
It's a good bit.
It's life, man.
It's not really a bit. That's the thing. Like,
it's
just,
a good story.
We're just jazzing right now. We're just jazzing.
It's a good story.
Jazzing? Did you say? Have you said jazzing?
I've been saying razzing, and I don't think anyone knows what it means.
Razzing is like.
Why are you razzing
like,
me?
Yeah, like hit. You're
why are you giving me a hard
me,
time?
Getting on my case.
Yeah, I've been saying that. I also say jazzed, like if I'm into something.
Yeah, maybe I took that from you. I don't want to
I'm
that.
Jazzed on that.
Oh, I hate it.
Jazzing and razzing?
I just say what comes naturally, honestly.
Sure. What I hate? Dope.
You hate dope now?
Fucking hate
I love
dope.
Dope.
Oh, so dope.
It was like ironic first, right? Now it's kind of like serious.
It is dope. You don't like that?
Dope's
I feel
dope.
Like it's always been kind of a joke.
Yeah.
Like,
ironic.
So dope.
Oh, dude, so dope. Like, you say it because it's a stupid thing to say.
Well, I say it with integrity.
But when it's real, like, it's dope. Like, it's really dope. Dan does that a
lot. Yeah.
I know. It's,
his word.
I hate it.
Well,
I'm okay with it.
Sick. I'm stuck on sick.
You're still stuck on sick.
I feel like it's all, like, the words that mean cool. Sick is the one that is, like, made the test of time. You know what I mean?
Sweet. Lasted. Sweet. As well, sweet's good.
Yeah, sweet was like, yeah, long before sick.
Sick was a joke. Still kind of is. Like, I don't be like, it's sick.
Honestly. Oh, no, I used to use it.
I say it's sweet. I say sweet with pure emotion. Like, it's sweet.
I say sick. It's from the skating days.
Sick.
Everything was sick.
Everything was sick. Everything was fine.
Everything.
Sick.
Oh, it's sick.
I'm saying it as a tease.
Let's talk about some console wars.
Console wars.
So, are we just bringing up whatever from last week?
You said you want to talk? What? Talk, yeah, whatever.
Well, I don't know if I made myself clearly on the PlayStation 4 Pro thing, but I've definitely, I was against it for a long while.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand what they were trying to do. And, like, I like that it's not that good because it's just like, hey, here's a PS4 that plays, we'll play games built for your 4K TV. It is a PS4. Make no mistake. And I can appreciate that. That was the pitch. We're putting whatever we need to do to put in, like, we wanted to build you something that has the high end graphics, all that kind of shit. And, you know, and they're sort of doing that, saying like, how do we maximize PS4 at this point? Make it 4K capable. That's your PS4 Pro. If you want it, fine.
Because they know their consoles are underpowered.
Yeah, but
releasing
it's
releasing something more that's powerful.
Exactly. No, they're saying it's still a PS4.
Well, they're calling it PS4, but it is a new console launch.
If you don't have a 4K TV, you may as well get the Slim. That's it. If you have a 4K TV and you're into it, get the Pro.
Dude, the graphics are better on the PS4 Pro.
Yep.
It's not just resolution. Graphics are better.
More blades of grass.
But no one's building games for the
texture
PS4
quality,
Pro.
Like, there's higher texture qualities. Like,
yeah, sliders.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's not... They're not building for a new box or a new machine.
At this point, they're all the same games. Like, they all have to run on certain consoles.
It's not more blades of grass. It might be more drops of rain, but it's not more blades of grass. Sorry.
Is that a metaphor?
PlayStation meeting.
Rain is an effect.
Literally had more blades of grass if you slow down the video.
I don't believe you.
Dude, that's what it is. Like, draw distances and stuff like that in games.
The draw distance is crisper on the 4K. Like, you can see things farther away.
It's crisper on the 4K.
But they are drawing more. And you're right. Farther back. Like,
the distance, you can see, like you see pop in on the PS4 regular version on Horizon. And you see, like, grass starting to load in. It's the same as, like, Oblivion or any open world game.
Right.
Like, the textures get thicker and brighter. The graphics get better as you get closer to something.
I know it is better.
It's doing that in the Horizon demo for PS4 Pro. Like, there's barely any draw distance. Like.
So mine sucks now is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's shit.
Listen, if they didn't release it, yours would still suck. Air quotes. Like, it doesn't change. That's...
No, it sucks.
But be more logical about it.
That's the thing, though. Like, if you want your games to look a little better, a little clearer, run better, because that's why Xbox One is so shit. Like, it can't run games. So that's why they're releasing a new one.
But theirs, and this is something that I talked about last week that I don't know if I made myself clear on, the Scorpio is a jump ahead. I see PS4 Pro as a lateral movement within the same, like, generation, and then NX is somewhere going to be way below
it's
that.
Not. The Slim is lateral. That's very clear, right?
The Slim's less. It's what? Not the same.
They less took the, power?
No. They took the... it's a worse console. They took the optical port.
I know they took the optical, which is ridiculous.
What the fuck? Like, I was going to buy that this week.
I know.
I was going to buy a Slim so I could just have a PS4. It's like, I play only through my headphones.
Yep.
And I can't do that.
I don't know.
What the fuck? What is that game here? Somebody's banging on the wall. Maybe
your neighbor?
I don't think anyone's banging on the wall because of this. It's just us talking.
Yeah, there's not. We can't.
I've
do
been
that.
So much louder. They're probably just like hammering something.
Yep.
Assholes.
Hammer nail. Anyways.
Hammering
it's,
assholes.
It's not less other than.
Yeah, okay.
Is that why you said hammering assholes?
Yeah.
Because that's pretty funny.
Thanks.
Oh, I get it. Wordplay.
It's a double entendre, right? Because, or
did you mean for that to be a double entendre?
No, I meant to say assholes as a gay thing, which is just me. I'm pretty sure it was TJ stomping his fucking knockers.
No,
his dogs.
TJ's.
Oh, maybe I don't know.
Stop banging your feet on the floor. That's what I'm talking about.
All for me beer and tobacco. TJ spent all his tin on the lasses drinking gin.
Yeah.
So I mean. Yeah, it's we've been talking about what PS4 Pro is going to be for weeks, and now it's out, and
it's exactly what everybody thought it was going to be, but less.
Yeah,
it
but less.
Have a 4K Blu-ray, and well, it looks like shit.
And so again, I hate to reiterate headlines, but immediately Microsoft is just like, nope. Scorpio's still awesome. We're still good. We're good. Thank God.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, like that sort of vote of confidence, like, okay, again, it reinforces you guys are trying something different than what Sony's doing. Sony is like, I really feel like they're maximizing for current display or something like that.
Yeah.
And Scorpio is going to be something different.
Scorpio has a 1-year advantage, right?
Not only that, it's
they
conceptually
announced...
it's a new box.
No,
they announced the
this
specs.
This means the end of console generation. Scorpio is that so? Like
you're lying to yourself if you think that's going to change anything. Play anywhere is select titles, and it's just going to mean that you can play on your computer. But like they still want to keep console as this very one experience. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing I've seen has made me think that.
You're nuts,
boys.
Man.
Mark,
tell me one thing that's going to change.
When Scorpio comes out, at this E3 coming up to it, uh-huh. They are going to show first-party games that look better than anything we've ever seen.
Sure.
Really?
Guaranteed.
Of course they will.
Like we're going to see, you're going to see probably Halo 6.
And these games...
like, this is running in-engine, and they're going to be like, oh my God.
I bet, I agree. Yeah.
So will these games run on an Xbox One?
They will, but they'll look like shit.
So it'll be like a... Xbox One game running on 360. It'll be Titanfall running on 360.
Probably.
That's a new step. It's just, this is what I'm talking about. They're
the thing.
Putting out a new fucking box.
Currently, the Xbox One, it can run Tomb Raider. Like, did you play the new Tomb Raider?
Yeah, a little bit.
It looks good, right? Like, it looks good on
sure
Xbox.
It does.
See, you always talk like Xbox One still looks good and it can do good graphics.
Yes.
Like, Forza Horizon 3 looks amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to exaggerate here, but if you split hairs, then Xbox is a little worse than PlayStation right now.
Splitting hairs, yeah. That's that's
all we ever are doing.
So that's Xbox One currently running at, I'm going to do the teraflops thing, but 1.8 is what Xbox One runs at.
Right.
Scorpio is going to be like 6.5.
It's a pig. It's a big, beastie monster.
Look at that fucking gap right there.
Yeah, it's a big, that's like a 12 inches that you said on there.
Exactly. Each thing is 1 inch.
Do you know what
one
PlayStation runs at?
2 inches. 2 inches
Pro
per flop.
Pro runs at 4.2.
Okay.
Pretty sure. So it's like two, it's another PS4 inside the PS4 Pro.
Sure.
I wonder what that means though. Like what are they going to do with that?
You're going to see shit running actually at 4K. Like PS4 Pro doesn't run at 4K natively.
Yeah, okay, but you think Microsoft is going to... Is the people that are going to build those tech fucking benchmark games?
Yeah.
No.
They're pitching the product. I guarantee... Like, I'll bet you $5 literally right now that 343 is going to announce Halo 6 at E3 this year, and it's going to look incredible.
You know what? Even if they're not, like, exclusives...
343.
They'll still be, like... tons of comparison videos of new games, and because every game that they release on the Xbox, like Scorpio, is with hardware that's 1 year newer, it's always gonna look better.
No, because they show comparison fucking shots and it's PS4 versus PC.
Did you watch PS4 Pro?
The exact same, dude.
Well, I think you're wrong.
You're splitting hairs on some of them, literally. Like, well, I can see.
If that's the way you feel, then it's all just fucking like, who gives a shit?
There's twice as much hair on that fucking arm.
If that's true, then with your 3-year-old PlayStation today, computers aren't better, then this is not going to mean shit.
I'm just saying they're tricking you into buying a new pig fucking box.
Oh, they are.
That's it.
Tricking me?
Into buying a fucking PC, man.
What, Scorpio?
Yeah. You're not a PC gamer, and they're saying, we can probably get this guy to buy a fucking PC.
Dude, listen to me.
Called you're the Xbox one that, Scorpio.
Okay, hold on. You said before that playing games on PC is shit, and it's there's such a barrier of entry to like actually installing the game, doing the updates, all that kind of shit.
Uh-huh. And you knowing, do you have the right Scorpio? Components? Xbox Scorpio is going to have upgrades. And yeah, no, you're going to buy it out of... Yes, they
hardware upgrades.
They have said...
It's gonna there's going to be another one after this, obviously, like in three more years.
So you don't think it'll be an open up and tinker kind of box, but every like...
Not a chance. Everything's proprietary. It's built to be inside a designed box.
Dude, if you want to spend $400 a year, you'll continually get the best
shit. Every
3 years. Every 3 years. Okay. That's still a pain in the ass. Because what they're saying is our model will not change. Only graphical upgrades, right? Like they're just saying that the feeling of a console doesn't matter. And it does. GameCube mattered. Xbox 360 mattered.
I think that's your interpretation. And
well, no, because they were saying like, all right, we have to have a future-proof box. What kind of things do we want to get into? And that's their pitch. Like they made perfect boxes that would last 5 years. And now Microsoft is just going to release shit boxes that will get you to the next one, right? Incremental upgrades.
Consider this.
It's the best console that's ever been released.
I just care about the box and like and knowing that I've got games that only work on this thing, and I'm being nostalgic, but like it's cool that it's an N64 game.
Yeah, you can.
And that's it.
Companies can't do that anymore.
It's going
to have to make a game for every format.
Yeah, and that's what we're
back.
Losing. Whether like it is inevitable. Of course, it was going to be inevitable, but we're losing that, and I'm not cool with that.
Okay, so new computers, or sorry, computers just, have
maybe
many
I'm
different,
not going to be into it. That's all.
Makes, right? There's plenty of different people making computers, and they all make like 20 different, or there's all different components
like,
you can mash up.
I'm talking about like catalog, and SNES had this catalog of games, and they only exist in that format.
I understand.
Like, we're going to lose all that.
It's already been lost. It's been lost.
Hold on.
Since
I disagree. 360 is a perfect example.
Backwards compatibility was a huge thing in the last generation, so it was no exist for PlayStation 2, because they all fucking worked on PlayStation 3.
No, they didn't. PlayStation 3's backwards compatibility was a debacle.
It was Xbox.
It was horrible.
One. Okay, but fine. That's
so was X, so was
360s. Is that
360's
true?
Is pretty bad too.
Really?
Yeah, it was only a certain games. And the,
but like
same
okay,
as how
even
Xbox
today,
now.
All, what you're saying is, I guess it's charming that you don't have the option to play your old games on your new system.
No. It's just it's nice to know that you like. I don't know that there was a few that you could have picked within that little period, and you picked one. And, you know, it came with its own perks and it came with its own down, like flaws as well. And it's just the whole idea of console gaming was about that. You're buying a box that is like it's
okay,
going to
so
be unique for 5 years and then like you'll have to choose another one.
This is the argument I wanted to make and just to maybe something you can think about. Okay. So you're worried about every three years.
I feel like I'm expressing an opinion and like and
no,
that's really where it ends. I'm going to miss that.
No, you're
that's all.
But I'm going to suggest that that's not gone. Just listen.
No way.
Okay, this is for Chad if you don't want to listen. Okay.
Tell me about it.
So you're thinking like, okay, Xbox One, there'll never be, like every 3 years it's just going to turn over again or something like that. Or like there'll never be like a new system, right?
Every year they add twice as many lazy
when players. So yeah, exactly. So when Scorpio comes out,
$400 for it.
Which will be 4 years apart, okay? Let's say the next system comes out 4 years after that, right? The games that come out for that system, are they going to support Xbox One?
Yeah.
Which is now 8 years old?
Yep.
They might not.
Oh no! At that point, 8 years. There's gonna be like guys, come on! It's been 8 years.
This has to run on iOS 8 or whatever.
Exactly.
Same thing that iPhone does.
So yeah, probably if they have a 4 year cycle, they will they'll only support the last two generations, and then they'll kind of kick out the 8 year old guy.
But the best,
which
thing
is
about
just
it,
like what we have now, only there's an elite version.
But I have a GameCube that sits on my shelf, and it reminds me that this is a piece of time. Like this represents a time of my life. And it's the fucking GameCube.
That won't exist because now...
Yeah, that's charm. You will lose that.
Like, all the way back, the only way you're going to be able to play... Like, you're going to be able to play, like, an original Xbox One game. But, like, in 20 years...
Yeah.
That original Xbox One game is going to work on your Xbox.
Every game will work on every console eventually. You know, I miss cartridges too, but guess what? They're not coming back, you know? Like, I mean...
Well, until Windows 11.
Can I tell you about a sweet idea I think the Xbox brand should go?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then we should move into games afterwards.
So they're doing they're trying to make the PC barrier basically broken down, right?
Yeah.
Like where games run on PC, they run on Xbox.
Yep.
But instead of having like a mouse and keyboard, you get the console controller. They're already doing cross-platform play and stuff like that.
Right.
That Xbox console is going to become more and more like an emulation system. So there's going to be people that release apps like that run for N64 and all this kind of stuff. And it's basically going to be a PC at that point. Mm-hmm. But it's going to have a cool, easy-to-use interface where you can launch your apps and people start developing apps for Xbox. Like, Xbox is...
Right.
Like, they have the software, they have the company, they have just the mindset to create something amazing.
Dude, this is a Steam box with better marketing.
They have the
marketing.
Resources to do it. Sony doesn't.
No, here's the thing. Yeah.
Like, can I say it one more time? This is a Steam box with better marketing.
No, Steam box sucked. It's running on Windows.
This thing, man. This thing is going to run on Windows.
I'm saying Steam box ran on a Steam OS. Steam made their own operating system.
Yeah, but is it shit?
It's really bad.
I hear it's pretty good.
No one bought it. The masses have spoken.
Steam was born from PC. Xbox was born from console. And
fair enough.
It's going to always maintain certain roots and certain... Like, Steambox inherently was anybody can make a Steambox. And that is a very distinct difference from what the consoles that we play are. And as soon as Xbox starts letting other people make their hardware, or like literally upgradable components, and like it gets messy.
Microsoft is a software away from company that, like, that's outsourcing to hardware companies already. It's just they're being quieter about it.
No. They all do it.
Sony builds their own machines. Sony's a hardware.
They outsource plenty of components, I'm sure. Without knowing any research, I feel confident I can make that statement.
All right.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter. The point is, car manufacturers are made by hundreds of companies. Hundreds of companies, every car you buy.
Without doing any research, I can confidently say...
That was the smartest thing I've ever heard
anybody
say.
That Sony outsources?
Dude, every component is made in China, okay? We just put it together sometimes in America.
No, we do not assemble anything. It's designed here.
Oh, we got car plant. There you go.
But they're all assembled in China.
The only thing that's designed here is the Xbox.
No, it's designed in India. Sorry.
Okay. India?
Yeah.
They don't design them.
Dude, sure they do. The richest country in the world.
I don't even know.
Okay, we're going down a rabbit hole here.
We're hiring Indian.
Digress.
Yeah, digress.
What?
Anyway, I mean, we're talking about console wars. Oh, yeah. We're having a discussion about this. And
we got into India.
Yeah, it's muddying the waters, and that's okay, I guess, but like...
Dude, it's not...
It
consoles
is.
Consoles don't exist anymore. They're all... Next generation, this is what they're worried about. They don't know the 5-year consoles. We're just old fuckers now.
That's what Joe's saying, muddying the waters is, though. It's just like...
They're just...
No, for us, because we're of the old generation. They're never going to release...
Hey.
Oh, remember the jump from N64 to fucking GameCube? No one is going to know that but us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to miss.
That's a cool thing that we talk about to our kids. Like, you guys had a new iPhone that ran the same games, but you could run a couple more games on it.
Oh, that was a good time, though.
It was a great fucking time. That was a lot of fun. The best, guys, we were born in the best time.
For games.
For games, movies. We've reached a pinnacle. Like, we were... Music was amazing. Like... Now
yeah,
it's
music is
disgusting
shit. Now. Like it's more shared and like the
it's
only
robotic,
way you could, the only way you could listen to music was the radio. Mm. Tap into the radio waves that were being like paid for and like hey,
you guys sound
we're gonna...
so old right now.
No, but this is real.
Yeah.
And now
you think your parents when I was young, we didn't have this and it was better and you're like you're fucking crazy. Phones are awesome.
That is a fundamental change. Into how we consume music, which is like a universal language.
I'm just saying, your parents had fundamental changes as well.
Not
and
like when, this.
And you laughed at them because you're like, I like having the internet in my pocket. Thank you very much.
Dude.
My grandparents.
You think that our parents went through more than like, we have lived through the whole internet so far.
You're absolutely right. It's been faster for us. But
yeah,
when you talk about old consoles,
there's nothing else we can do.
Those things you liked about old consoles were bad things. Backwards compatibility not
consoles?
Existing. I'm just giving an example.
I'm talking humanity, bro.
I'm giving you an example. I'm just saying, you miss the charm of like things
do not
being
miss the
shittier.
Charm of the radio. I like the new world.
Yeah, any song now I get like the radio is charming, but I get any song.
Okay.
On radio, internet radio.
So let's put it this way: Apple builds products, and Samsung builds upgrades.
No.
Right? Or Android operating.
Are you nuts? Building
upgrades. Apple doesn't build it either.
Samsung is the most Apple-like company out there for Android.
Okay.
They have two phones every year.
Yeah.
They release it the same month every year.
But they have a feeling. They have a message. They have, like, well, maybe not as much as they used to, right? Not as much as they used to, but when these things were coming out. Yeah, they were building a, like a, it just wasn't a computer. It was an iPhone. You understand?
You're feeding the branding, man. Like you're
I believe in the branding. Like, think about Steve Jobs, like the way, like, he put a product together and, like, he thought of, this is how I need this thing to feel. And that's never going to happen anymore because your Xbox One controller is going to be your Xbox One controller until you die.
No, they'll make like a Xbox Two controller.
The new Xbox One S.
Yeah.
Has it, like, they took some feedback on everybody else.
Buttons are a little closer.
They've got, yeah, they've like lowered the sticks. They've textured the back. Like, when they say, like, we listen to the player, they're actually listening. They're a community that cares.
What's the difference? What's the difference? Both controllers work. That's the difference.
No, the difference is...
And that's better for you than in old generations where your other thing was garbage
now.
Exactly. It was only charming. So
the difference is a company like Nintendo that have platforms that are meant to last a certain amount of time.
Nintendo's not going to be in the race.
I'm not worried about who's going to be more successful. I'm worried, like, conceptually, like, they want to make something new. And Xbox...
Yeah, because they can't compete, so they're just
doesn't matter.
To do that.
They want to make something new, and Microsoft doesn't.
They've tried. They made Kinect. That thing fucking sucked. They literally bailed it.
Okay, you don't need to explain their motives.
They know when it's bad.
Hey, whatever their reasons, that's the difference.
That's really... What's the word I'm looking for? Unfair? Correct.
What do you mean?
Let me speak, okay? You say Nintendo is doing something new. So what you're saying is they're pivoting so hard that they're better.
No.
Don't spin that
They've been doing it all along. And this isn't me praising Nintendo. I'm
been doing it
all
along.
I'm doing.
That's a bad thing.
All I'm doing is contrasting.
If your phone company started making, I don't know, like,
all I'm
microphones.
Doing is contrasting. Okay, well, you would have had a Game Boy that would have turned into a better Game Boy. No, Nintendo said DS, right? Like,
they're
something
all
new.
Boys.
Well, hold on. I'm just saying conceptually, that is the contrast there. New things versus better of the same. Can we all agree that that's the difference?
Let's just say Microsoft.
One way
Microsoft
is not better than the other.
That's trying to make money. They released a console that was games. So, like, okay, this is making a lot of money. Let's just keep giving these people what they want. First-person shooters on fucking handheld controllers.
Okay.
Nintendo, I don't know who the fuck their focus group is, but they're just like, we're going to do this and see if it sticks.
I'm not
throw this shit at the wall and see if it works.
I'm not saying that one is better than the other, but
the
there's a difference, right?
For them once.
I just need you to agree that there's a difference.
There's a difference because I feel like they're totally different companies, completely.
Exactly. And one's doing something this way. And one
they
is doing it the other way.
Compared. Between Microsoft and Sony, they're here. Nintendo's in a totally different, like, they're going after a totally different market.
They're competing with LeapFrog.
Anyway, I've said my piece.
They're similar
to
LeapFrog,
not at that.
Or Microsoft.
These are my thoughts on the console wars. That's all. So what have we been playing, and what are the best games going to be on? Probably the fucking Xbox Scorpio or whatever the hell it is. They'll be the best games.
Do you
want to
play a touchscreen game your whole life? Or take the controllers up? You know what? I don't know what the NX is. I'm not going to hate the NX. NX could...
What was it? How long ago were you on board? You're like, it's launching with Metroid, Star Fox, and Mario. Zelda's going to be there. It's going to be $500. It's going to have great graphics.
Dude, I'm still going to buy it, probably. Like, I expect to be somewhat satisfied.
I need Mario games in my life. That's it.
Yeah.
So if that warrants buying two, I'm buying two.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Nintendo games are always fun.
I'm not going to not play that Zelda game. That game looks awesome.
That game looks awesome, but it also sucks looking at shitty graphics. Doesn't it?
But they're a little more like... They're getting better at
Well, no,
being
Mario
creative.
Looks good. Dude, 3D,
you know?
3D World or whatever looks amazing. Any Mario game, any Nintendo-based game looks really good on Wii U.
Yeah.
Still, like, and probably for the test of time, like, they look perfectly pixelated. They run at 60 frames per second, 1080p.
I have no issues with the graphics.
You know something?
Or with bad graphics.
Something is like animation. Like they have a real talent for like. I remember noticing it during. Well, Smash Brothers is interesting because like they've got the stop like, the way they animate the Smash Brothers characters is all based on like little freeze frames and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it feels awesome. But Mario Soccer, I remember like watching like decking people in Mario Soccer and their little corpses would roll around and like. And it would always look really, really cool. And like in contrast to like FIFA or NHL, I was like, well, that check didn't look like a real person falling. And they don't look like real people in Mario Soccer, but they look like a little frog
animated,
just got his
like,
ass beat.
Yeah.
You know, and like, they roll around crazy and like you can see the change in like their fucking eyes and stuff.
That's the problem with simulation is that like we can watch cartoons and be like, oh, that's cool because it was a cartoon idea.
Suspension of disbelief, right?
Yeah, and when you watch a FIFA game that's a simulation of real life, it's like, oh, look at his fucking eyebrows move. Give me a break.
Yeah.
But like it's you can't compare it. They're two completely different things.
Yeah, I just got to have both. I got to have both.
You guys want to talk about Battlefield?
Or a little bit. We can jump into what we played.
Hey, okay, let's do what we played.
Yeah, so the one map was, I thought, I didn't play Rush, but I thought it was really interesting, that map.
The map's really
felt
good.
It felt amazing.
Do you
no
know
matter
F?
What, yeah.
F is Rush. That's part of Rush. It's like the end.
Oh sure, yeah.
And everything on the other
Rush
side
works,
of F.
Yeah,
I'm telling you what area it's at.
I only played I guess I can picture that. I really wish
Rush
I had played
fun
Rush.
In that map
Rush.
Too.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Really fun. Man, it literally made me realize how bad Battlefield 3 and 4 were compared to Bad Company 2. Like Bad Company 2 was amazing, and this game. I'm pretty sure they captured that same feeling.
See, I didn't play enough of Bad Company 2 to.
Bad Company 2 was the best fucking game. Joe played it. He doesn't
play it
Battlefield
all the time.
3 or Battlefield 4.
Time.
Joe fucking played it. Joe plays good games.
Thank
he
you.
Do play good
Can't
games,
take that
right?
back now.
Like what you were saying,
I played it. I just
played tight controls. They were fucking tight and it was fun.
They were really neat. I like that there was a certain like proximity law. In that game where like if I knew I was at A or if I was at A and I gotta get closer, I gotta get in there, and like I like knowing that I'm not being sniped from
you think so
from super far away.
This
that,
game
yeah, that does
nuts.
Happen
there's a lot of snipers too.
I can take the freaking medic gun and shoot someone across the map if I can see
no
them
no way
it's so accurate.
What mine was going
that little ball
boop, 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 like all the way around the guy.
Not the assault the support or whatever. Assault is ridiculous. I can't hit anything with assault, even from like me to Joe right now.
Yeah.
Well,
but the,
someone
the medic
might
is
figure
awesome.
It all out. But
well, the medics have the bolt action rifles, right?
No. It's just like pop, pop, pop. Like,
yeah,
well, actually,
bolt
maybe even
action,
faster.
Right?
It's not bolt, but you have a hand bolt or
no, like the like single shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Single shot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think bolt action. I think manual.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
But I had a lot of fun with the map. It seemed to be pretty diverse. That like different sessions that I played, like it you know, you always kind of there was areas to have fun everywhere.
Yeah,
I'll tell you when the storm rolls in, it's crazy. You can't spot anybody. You can't hear anything.
You can't see anything.
Yeah, it's just like a shadow. You shoot at it. It's like okay, someone dies. Awesome.
It's cool.
it's so cool.
That it's that dynamic because it's like okay, I literally can't be a sniper anymore if I want to get kills.
Yeah.
Or do anything. So
I only
like,
play it as recon. Is it called recon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I got into Battlefield 2. Or, sorry,
is
Bad Company
recon?
2.
It is Recon, right?
I think
Scout.
So.
Scout. Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how I got into Bad Company 2 was, like, I played that class until I sort of got good, like, and
for, like,
started
60 up. Hours.
Yeah.
I've always been a sniper in games.
Yeah.
Like, I love just being back and just doing
so,
my thing.
Yeah, and I sort of, I learned the maps that way. And got to know the flags from like from outside, and like looked around and stuff. And it got sort of congested with C and B. Is it
sure? I know them.
C and B. D is the one with the train.
Yep.
And
train
C and B and C
yep.
are like in that congested hut area,
okay,
like
yeah.
all the different houses and stuff.
Yeah, it's nuts there.
C is the main house.
Running into that,
there.
Yeah, running into that, like, and I would switch to my pistol, and I'm just like. Checking each room and running through and like and it felt like Bad Company 2 and like I'm not gonna say like oh, Bad Company 2 nailed it, and that's why that game is so great, but that game was great, and this one feels the same.
Yep.
You know, and like, I really liked going through those fucking houses.
It was fun. And the cool thing about it, I noticed Battlefield 1 compared to any Battlefield before, usually the houses were cut and paste. It's like, this is where the stairway is, where the door is.
Oh, yeah.
Every single house in that was different.
Yeah.
And it was like, the sound design. You have to learn each one of those things. Like in Battlefield 4, you go into a place and it's like, I know where the building is. I know that like this in this map is going to be the same in this and the next map.
Yeah, and the interior areas, my cat's going to eat some food right now, but the interior areas were not hotels and massive skyscrapers with giant lobbies and all this stuff. It was, and they were just little confined areas where like I felt safe, you know, like running in there out of like into cover.
Yeah.
And then just like switching to my pistol and like the whole sound design changes. And I think it's a great, like fun game.
Are you buying premium? Please tell me.
I don't know.
How can you not? You gotta buy premium.
What's premium now?
For Battlefield 4, right?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember like, we would stop kind of playing for a bit and it's like the new maps came out.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, okay, let's play the new maps for a bit. Those new maps, like, they're always so cool. It's like, what can I do now? Like, learning that?
Yeah.
And well, it's just, like, DICE is amazing. Like, their maps are fucking incredible.
Well, I've been let down before, you know? Like, I Battlefront is a good example. Like,
you didn't buy Season Pass there, though?
No, I didn't. And I'm gonna buy Death Star, and I'm happy to spend the extra $20 or whatever it is, like even if it's 30, cool. Yeah. And it's like, good, I'm ready to buy into that. I don't want to buy premium, and then
give them
the advantage of sending out shitty content.
Is shitty content really the problem, or is it that no one else is playing it? Like Doug's playing it, sure, but like we're all gonna play Battlefield 1, and that's why you're gonna reinvest into the new content.
I can't get into it, but Battlefront wasn't that good.
But no, if it
wasn't at all,
yeah, it. I would have liked it more if it was
okay.
Better.
So maybe your friends would have played. Yeah, exactly. Your friends would have played if it was good. So if Battlefield 1, if you're confident it's good,
I'm not.
Okay, that's the problem.
You're not confident that Battlefield 1 is good.
I liked that map,
dude. They're only gonna bring better shit to it.
Hopefully, I'm on board. Like, I'll pay. I'll buy in at the time when the time comes.
I guarantee you, that's not gonna be like Siege of Shanghai was probably one of the best maps.
Okay.
In Battlefield 4. And that was the demo map. I don't think Sinai Desert is their best map for Battlefield 1.
I just don't want to buy something I don't... But I don't want to pay into something I don't know what it is yet.
Just buy it. You'll like it.
You can buy premium like when the first DLC launches, right?
Yeah.
So hold off and be confident. You know what I mean? It's fine. No problem with
that. We'll see.
That's the thing. Like,
I got the $50 deal or whatever. That. Like, I'm so ecstatic that I already have a deal with that game. I don't want to go buy, like, I don't want to spend an extra, like, I don't want to spend double. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
Yeah, like, I'll probably buy it when the DLC first comes out.
Right.
So it's like, I really don't need to spend an extra $80 right now because there's no DLC out. So.
Yeah.
Buy it when it's out.
I had a question.
Buy when it's out.
In Battlefield 4, do the areas have names?
No.
I didn't think so. I really like that they have names.
What do you mean, like apple and butter and...
Outskirts and like train yard or whatever.
Oh.
Like, that's the kind of thing I would normally not pay attention to, but I'm like, I said I was like focusing on being good and knowing stuff like that. So like,
yeah,
I'm going to memorize, I have half the memorized. I'm going to memorize the rest and I don't know, I really like that. Like, it's a lot easier than A, B. It's like...
Like, the train yard.
Like, if I say it's outskirts, that's E, right? I think that's what outskirts is called, actually.
Yeah.
Because like it's fucking like it's the one that's a million miles away, you know? Train yard, like you talk about the one with the train, or it's called train station or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's D.
So, I don't know. I think it's cool. It's a small, subtle thing, but like it's a lot easier than just saying like C and like getting it mixed up from map to map because it's got nice names.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have to talk about the spawning and the zoom in feature directly through to your eyeballs. I know we hit on it a little bit last week.
Yep.
I don't know how much of it made air.
I think all of it.
But that is...
game changer.
Yeah.
You know
that
what?
That is so helpful.
I came in loving it, and then you mentioned, like, it centers... like, you know where you are. And you're right, that's
you know
like,
exactly.
I didn't even realize, like, that's
where
what,
you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, because you hit D or whatever.
I learned
like,
the maps these, twice as fast.
On these giant, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. I'm learning these fucking maps, like, so easily. Just because, like, it'll drop me in and, like, I can almost see the area that I was like, hanging around in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pan the camera. I'm like, okay, well, it's going to be to my left because I'm looking straight and it was over there.
Yep.
You know? And, like, yeah, it's so helpful. You know what? It's helpful to everybody. Some people may be able to pull more like value out of that than I can, but it helps me understand where I am when I spawn, and that is like the best thing ever.
Yeah, like you could in Battlefield 4 spawn somewhere, just like almost arbitrary, like, oh, I'll spawn at our base closest to their base.
Like, I don't know what the fuck wall I'm looking at. Like, yeah. There's one of 3,000 walls in this map. I have no idea which wall.
What's going to happen with like massive interior, like, you know, like Metro? I guess it's just like zoom through a wall.
Yeah, whatever.
What?
You can do it. Complex. No, you can definitely do it. We're talking about how the map zooms in when you spawn. I'm just thinking, like, if you had, like, a total interior place, it's just, okay, like, yeah, it just goes through the wall, just, like, abruptly. Sure.
Yeah, probably.
It probably just will, and it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is there anything else you want to mention about the game?
Maybe we go through a vent.
Yeah, okay. Every interior has a vent system. Side of a mountain.
what? Do I have anything else?
I don't know. Yeah, just
about that. No.
What did you think of? You saw? Well, you posted the Infinite Warfare.
That looks cool.
It does look good, eh?
It looks really good.
You know what?
Want to play that campaign?
Remember we talked about the latest Black Ops looking worse than Advanced Warfare?
Yeah.
And I think it's because they were animating real people. Did they? Who do they animate? They animate real people in Black Ops too. I don't know.
Like Kevin Spacey.
It was Spacey and like that voice actor or whatever. But they also had guys in Black Ops. I forget what the guy's name is, but
Oh yeah.
Like
Independence Day guy Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, was
Goldblum? Jeff Goldblum was in it. Yeah.
I don't know. It's not the guy I'm thinking about, but okay. I don't know. I was just thinking like maybe it'll look better now. It's not.
It looks.
It's by Infinity Ward. I don't know if they didn't do Advanced Warfare. That was Sledgehammer.
Last thing Infinity War did was Ghosts.
Yeah.
But before that, like they did Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 2, like, and they are the founders of Call of Duty. Like they created Call of Duty. Infinity War is the company that created Call of Duty.
We should take two hits and a shot and go back and watch that trailer because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, we should watch it again.
It's good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, I was asking what you thought about it. It does look really good.
I'm gonna go.
For me to say it looks really good.
Yeah, let's do it.
Call of Duty game.
I'm gonna go watch that. Did you guys play anything else this week?
No, I didn't have a console.
I didn't play anything.
Neither did I.
I played Destiny actually.
No, we're not gonna talk about Destiny.
No, we're not.
You buy that thing though? Rise of Iron?
Yeah, I actually bought it.
You already bought it?
I did, which is weird. I don't know.
Nice.
I hope you enjoy it. I think that's going to be awesome.
I don't know if I'm going to play it.
I really had a fun with Destiny, man.
You know, I think I have to buy in to enjoy it like I did, and I don't think I'm going to buy in because I need Dan and Fano, and I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen.
Hey, well, tonight on High Five, can we think of five more things that we want to mention on this podcast?
Just things?
Yeah, I'll say...
Top five things.
TJ.
It's a broad topic, but...
I watched, I had done these before and I got almost all the way through, but I just finished watching Star Trek The Motion Picture, which is the first one.
Okay.
The very first movie. And these movies are pretty cool, man. Like, if you can accept the fact that their production value is subpar for the most part, but they always explore like an interesting piece of sci-fi, then you deserve to watch these movies.
I mean, there's a reason people love them, right?
Yes.
I have confidence that they'd be good.
There's a reason people love them, and it's obvious.
Huh.
I feel like I need to make time for it. I don't know that I ever will, but
just watch the movies. You might not want to watch them in order. Just watch them in whatever order you want to.
Sure.
And like the overlining arc is not very significant, you know. So like, you can. Just appreciate them, like, in, okay, well, they're...
They stand alone very well, you're saying. I get it.
Yeah, but, like, okay, well, in the current movies, in the newer movies, right, they're like, maybe in their 30s or under, like maybe in their early 30s.
Sure, yeah.
They're in a different reality, but it's the same characters.
Okay.
So you're getting, like, you go back and watch these old movies and you realize, like, by the time Motion Picture came out, like, they were already pretty old. Like, the whole series had already happened. They'd already finished their five-year mission. Kirk's, like, an admiral at that point. But then the movie started.
So, wait, so it did start as a TV show?
Yeah, yeah. It was first and canceled for quite a long time. And then Star Wars came out. And everyone was looking for their sci-fi property because sci-fi was going to be the new big thing. And these guys said, like, well, we own Star Trek. Why don't we take it and turn it into a movie franchise? So by the time they started making movies, this series was over for a while. And they had all, like, aged a significant amount. So you get them in their older parts. Like, you get older versions of those characters. And by the time those movies are done, they are, like, ready to retire versions of those characters.
When are the... Picard.
Picard was the last. It went from Star Trek 6. Maybe it was. Was it 6?
So they started a series after. Like, that was a TV series with movies in between. Weren't they doing TV and movies?
So they did.
I think so.
They did TV, movies, and then Next Generation, and then
Next Generation
new movies. Picard. And then new movies. And the first movie they did with Next Generation had Kirk in it.
Those are probably fucking sick. I don't want to watch them all.
Yeah, they're not like the special effects aren't great, but they always explore interesting places, and it reminds me a lot of Mass Effect. And you've got your crew on the ship, like the Normandy is the Enterprise.
Oh, I love it.
Buddy, it's all about them having conversations.
There's at least two separate distinct casts though, right?
Oh yeah. This is like, I'm not talking about any Next Generation stuff. I'm talking about the original stuff. Next Generation was a whole different beast.
Is Next Generation Picard?
Next Generation is Picard.
Okay, yeah. Which is probably incredible as well.
Mm-hmm. Which is like, fuck, what is it? Like hundreds of years later, I think?
I have no idea.
No, it's not hundreds of years. They do it right in the... No, they don't do it right. Yeah, it's like a good 60 to 80 years later. That Next Generation happens, and that's about it.
Cool.
So are we in the middle of a high five right now?
Yeah. What else did you... I finished the Star Trek movie.
So I've been keeping up with Mr. Robot.
Yeah?
And I won't say it's as good as season one, but it's still incredible. And I don't know what the fuck's going on. There's one episode left, and I know it's... I am certain it's going to blow my mind, and it's going to add a ton of rewatch value to season two, because that's what season one did. And yeah. You guys, it's probably the best show you guys are missing out on.
Oof, I don't know, TJ. Like,
I can't think of a better show that you guys aren't watching.
Is it relying on twists? Like, I know that there's significant twists.
It's a good show. I've seen a couple episodes and I want to keep watching.
There's great twists.
I just haven't done it yet.
But it's... every
it's a good show. It's a really good show.
Yeah. I don't... You've seen what? How much?
5 episodes of the first season, and I'm in.
I know the one thing.
And the last half, every episode gets better for the first season. I'm fucking dead serious.
I need to see it.
I'll throw myself in a couple more episodes. I will.
Anyway, I don't know. I threw it out there because I watched today's episode 11 of 12, and I'm really excited for 12. And I don't know. It's the only thing I can think of because I'm on the spot. But it is very good.
Hey, so, Westworld looks fucking
awesome. So that's
awesome.
That's two things. You want to talk about Westworld for a little bit?
Looks fucking sweet.
See, I haven't seen enough, but maybe there's more we can watch afterwards as well.
There's trailers. They've done a couple trailers so far.
I saw like the first one, I think, which I totally forget.
It's Nolan's like HBO
like
show, eh?
Totally mind fuck weird Western futuristic. Like, I don't know, but I'm interested to know what the hell's going on there.
Are you interested enough to watch the original movie?
No.
Not even the original.
No, why would I do that? Like, it's going to spoil some shit for me? Fuck that.
I don't know if it'll spoil anything. Like,
right now, I don't know what it's about. I just know there's some alternate reality simulation shit. It's the only thing I know about it. I don't want to spoil any other story. I just want to...
Yeah, I haven't seen the original movie either. And I know there was, like, Simpsons jokes on it. Like, when they go to Duff World and, like, the robots sort of do their thing. But... It's going to be more like it's more precise in like how they tell the story and how they adapt the characters and how much attention they put into like subtleties. And
Hopkins.
Hopkins. I like that.
I think Hopkins is going to be like a Sean Bean type character. Like he's going to die within the first season.
I don't know that that exists outside of Game of Thrones.
Sure it does.
He'll be dead. There's no way Anthony Hopkins is going to be... Like, Anthony Hopkins is the reason people are watching the show. Which is the reason why
people
watch Game of
Thrones. I'm super excited for it.
I think he could
kill him off.
Since Game of Thrones, they've... all the big studios have like... like, I'm always reading on IGN, like, the big sci-fi properties that they want to bring out. And one of them is this Westworld thing. And the other one is called Dark Tower. Are you familiar with Dark Tower at all? It's a Stephen King saga.
Ugh.
They already brought that
bad
to TV.
News.
And
it was say really
it again.
Bad.
No. They did not bring Dark Tower to TV.
$20.
You want to bet me $20. I'll bet you $4.
$20.
$4. Dark Tower has
so
never been.
Maximum.
No, $4.
Dark Tower was made as like a 4-part miniseries.
When?
Like fucking 01.
Are you talking about Langoliers?
Nope.
Are you talking about The Stand?
Nope.
Are you talking about It?
I'm talking about Dark Tower.
No way. So Dark Tower was there. Is I don't remember what studio it is, but like...
Elba? Elba? It's Idris, isn't it?
He might be, yeah.
Ah. Cool.
He's in Dark Tower?
It's movies and TV, right? Like they want to like... We're going to pull it all off. We're going to have the TV series that's going to dive in, and then there's going to be like... 3 movies in there somewhere.
I don't think there was a TV series. Oh,
$4.
Right spot.
$4.
TJ, you're not looking in the right spot, pal.
Yeah, IMDb. It doesn't have it.
Stephen King sucks. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He's the no. You know what? His books are probably fine. And no one has been able to successfully adapt any of his.
Does anyone else want number 4 for the 5 additional things you talk about?
Go ahead. You got one?
Noah.
Oh, get out.
Watch
next.
Noah. It's the best.
It's fine.
TJ, what else you got?
Something new? I don't know. Like, I want to say Halt and Catch Fire.
You don't got anything. You don't got anything. Chad, what do you got?
Have you been watching this season, Halt and Catch Fire?
No, not yet. I'm going to wait.
Oh, I asked you that already. Yeah, that's right.
Chad, what do you got? What's your number 5?
Yep. 1 minute.
Don't make it Powerball. Because I bought a game called Powerball and it's awful.
Look at it.
It doesn't exist, Chad.
Dark Tower.
You're going to find the book and be like, told ya.
Are you guys interested in books at all? No.
Am I interested in books? No.
I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and I need to get back into books. Books are so good. I need a good sci-fi
book.
Hey,
aren't you supposed to be writing a portion of our book?
I've been thinking about that, too. But yeah, I'm
way
overdue.
Can you step up, please?
I try.
Did you spread yourself too thin?
Yeah.
Like too much, not enough bread, or not enough butter spread over too much bread? What's that line, Chad?
Like... But scraped over too much bread.
All right. Well, there we go. There's 5.
Okay.
Well, I love you. Thanks for listening. And this has been another fantastic episode of the All Range Mode podcast.
Yo.
Thanks for listening.
Kingdom Hospital was what I thought Dark Tower was.
You lose.
Fuck.